أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that as Allah had revealed scriptures to the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam for the guidance of mankind, similarly Allah has revealed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam the Quran Sharif for the guidance of mankind. With regard to the Quran Sharif further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ وَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. اور اسی طرح اتارا ہم نے تجھ پر قرآن عربی زبان کا. And as we have revealed this revelation to you, we have revealed it to you in the Arabic language. لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. تاکہ تُو در سنا دے برے گھاؤں کو. So that you could warn the people of the mother city. The mother city is Makkah Sharif. And the direct recipients of the Quran Sharif were the people of Makkah. It is narrated that first Allah Ta'ala's arsh was on water. Then when Allah decided to spread the earth and inhabit the earth, then a bubble appeared at the water point where Makkah Sharif, where the Kaaba is. And from there Allah Ta'ala made land and then spread it out into the world. So that is the first place that came on earth, and Baytullah is the Ummul Masajid, the mother of all the Masajid. By the barakat of Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif, Allah had inhabited the world with all Masajid as well. So the Quran was revealed firstly and directly for the people of Makkah Sharif. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا اور اس کے آس پاس والوں کو. And for the people around there. By extension, this refers to the whole world. From where the earth spread in the whole world. And similarly, from Makkah Sharif, from Kaaba Sharif, the Masajid that spread in the whole world. So the Quran Sharif, Allah had revealed to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who was born in Makkah Sharif, and from there then the Quran was revealed to him, and it was given to him to warn the people of Makkah and the people around the whole world. وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ اور خبر سنا دے جمع ہونے کے دن کے اس میں دھوکا نہیں. And to warn them also about the day when all people will be gathered. And there is no doubt in that day. That is the day of Qiyamah. To warn the people of the day of Qiyamah and the consequences of the day of Qiyamah. The great accountability and finally judgment, and then a decision. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. ایک فرقہ بہشت میں اور ایک فرقہ آگ میں. One group of people will be destined to go to Jannat, and another group will go to Jahannam. So this is the big worry, and this is what we are to be warned about. To worry that where our final destination and abode will be. And that will be permanently. On one occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was sitting in a majlis when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them with two books in his hands. And he told them, the book in the right hand, in there are the names of the people who will be going to Jannat, and that is final. And in the left hand, it was the book in which the names of the people going to Jahannam, and that was final. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum then inquired, O Allah's Rasul, then why do we have to make amal when our destination has been predetermined already? Whether it is Jannat or Jahannam, then what is the need of making amal and staying away from sun, etc.? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Saddidu wa qaribu. Keep on making effort. Choose the moderate line. Don't go to extremes. And be steadfast in your efforts all the time. And it comes in a hadith, Kullun muyassirun lima khuliq. Every person Allah will make easy for him for what he was created. If he was created for Jannat, the amal of Jannat Allah will make easy for him. And we see for how many people to get up for Fajr, to get up for Tahajjud is so easy. To keep rozas, even Nafil rozas are so easy. To perform 5 times Namaz is so easy. Whereas for other people, it's just impossible. They haven't got the time. They haven't got the energy. They just can't comprehend and understand that you must make 5 times Namaz, that you mustn't intermingle with women, etc. All these things they cannot. So for what Allah has made a person easy, that he will act accordingly. And this is the question of taqdeer, that everyone's taqdeer is fixed already. And taqdeer is the knowledge of Allah. Allah had given every person a choice. Allah has knows perfectly beforehand what a person is going to do, who is going to Jannat and who is going to Jahannam. So Allah has just written it down beforehand. Allah hasn't forced anyone that you have to go to Jahannam or you have to go to Jannat. That is of a person's choice. But Allah knew beforehand, so Allah wrote it down. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجْعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. اور اگر چاہتا اللہ تو سب لوگوں کو کرتا ایک ہی فرقہ. And if Allah had desired, He should have made all people in one group, and there should have been no fighting whatsoever. All should be just all believers or all non-believers. All should agree with one another. وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. اور لیکن وہ داخل کرتا ہے جس کو چاہے اپنے رحمت میں. But Allah Ta'ala enters into Jannat whom He desires of His creation. And this is a secret of Allah, whom Allah has chosen for Jannat. If a person is blessed with Iman and Amal, there is no limit of shukr that person can make. And instead of trying to delve why other people are destined to Jahannam, a person must make shukr Allah has given him Iman. This is a very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. And more than that shukr, we should have this concern and worry that am I going to die on this Iman or not. Allah hasn't given any person a guarantee. And the great awliya, two great worries that were beset them all the time, that how am I going to die, and I must not commit any sin at any time, whether it is a practical sin, whether it is a sin in my thoughts, etc., or in my niyats, etc., to do things for name and fame, people must praise me. Those are also major sins, which a person outwardly may be seeming so pious, but he may be involved in such major sins. وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ. اور گنہگار جو ہے ان کا کوئی نہیں رفیق اور نہ مددگار. And remember, the wrongdoers have got no friends and no supporters. Even in this world, outwardly they stand with a person, but when the crunch comes, they all disappear. Just like in the battle of Badr, Shaitan came with his whole army, but when the crunch came, he just made excuses and he ran away from there with all his army. They did not stand with. Yeah, in this world we see a person, who they will prop a person up, that you be our leader, etc. And when things are going smooth, they are with you. But the minute there are problems, they scatter in such a way that even by searching for them, you can't find them anywhere. They become completely lost. Also, we see under normal circumstances, a person has got wealth and money, he is partying, giving bribes, etc., he'll have a lot of friends. But the day he's in financial problems now, he'll look around, he'll see he's got no friends. Where they all have disappeared, a person does not know. So like that in this world, so on the day of Qiyamah, who will stand with a person? Don't depend upon anyone. Don't be beguiled and fooled. Make your own amal, and more than your amal, your iman. Build your iman very strong. And in iman, tawheed is very important. The true, not just words say, but really a person is convinced of iman, of the life of the qabr, of the day of qiyamah, of jannat and jahannam. These are the things that will help a person. Amittakhadu min dunihi awliya. Kya unhone pakre hai usse ware, kaam banane wale. What, have these people got some support besides Allah? Have they taken up other friends, other connections? There is no one else for you besides Allah. Whether you are falsely believing, you might think my idols will intercede for me, or that my friends will intercede for me. Don't be fooled by these things. You make your own iman and your own amal, and you prepare. And what Allah Ta'ala has destined, like the intercession of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, the intercession of the ulama, that will help you. But don't have any hope in all the false things. فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِيُّ وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. So Allah جو ہے وہی ہے کام بنانے والا اور وہی جلاتا ہے مردوں کو. And so realize that Allah is your only friend. So befriend Allah. If we just have to think, who of us have made Allah our friend? We have made many other things our friends. We have made many other people, even non-believers, open sinners, we have made them our friends. But who has really made Allah his friend? And we know what a friendship is. You think of your friend, you phone your friend, you keep contact with your friend. We are such that even in namaz we don't think of Allah. If he's our friend, we should be thinking of him all the time. But even in namaz, we don't think of him. So we haven't made Allah our friend. And we have to do this before we die. And fortunate is that person who does it for a long period of his life, and he has made Allah his friend. And remember, that friend is such, he even gives life to the dead. So no matter how bad your condition is, he will change your condition. A friend is a friend in need, is a friend indeed. Allah is not that friend that when you need him, that he will leave you in the lurch. Allah will be there for you all the time, no matter what your conditions. But you befriend Allah. Become the wali, become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. اور وہ ہر چیز کر سکتا ہے. And Allah has power over each and everything. Not only that he brings the dead back to life. What a great thing to bring the dead back to life. If we have a janaza of our very dear and close person, our mother or our husband, our wife, and we really want that person to come back to life. And if somebody brings that person, how thankful won't we be that that person came back to life. Allah is the one who brings the dead back to life. And much more than that also Allah does. So become the true friends of Allah. So the Quran Sharif, which Allah has revealed in the Arabic language, let us take heed of the Quran Sharif. It is the guiding book that will save us from Jahannam. And it is the guiding book that will take us into Jannat and befriend Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا.